This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. And Victoria Keelan Jay is off today. We have a lot of trending things to talk about, insightful items that Jennifer and Victoria can talk about with me and with you. The first one being a posting that I put up on the DJV show. Actually, Jay did. I was looking at the price of gasoline, which we've been talking a lot about. And there's a picture of Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg under the caption, "This is how high gas is." There you can use your
Willie and Snoop high.
Willie and Snoop high. That's right. That's how high it is. So Brian Laundrie apparently was not being tracked. I find this to be amazing. Jennifer, I think you have the details to what actually was being done by law enforcement that had nothing to do, really, with finding Brian Laundrie.
Well, remember, before they found human remains, which they believe to be Brian Laundrie, they found a skull. They haven't been able to do DNA testing on it yet because there wasn't much left, as you can imagine, being a body in a swamp. Yeah. But they were able to check dental records, so they believe that the going assumption is that the remains that they found were Brian Laundrie's. But the question was, how did they even get to the point where he was on the run, or that we couldn't find him for over a month? And so it turns out that the police in Northport, Florida, have come out and said, well, they had surveillance on the house, they had surveillance on Brian Laundrie, but they were thrown when they saw his mother, Roberta, go inside the house. They assumed that that was Brian Laundrie because they share a similar build. Now, you want to talk about funny memes. There were a lot of memes going around over the last couple of days over what the Northport, Florida police really thought Brian Laundrie looked like. And a middle-aged woman seems a bit ridiculous. I mean, they have different hair. They have different clothing, obviously, than you would expect. But the cops said that they thought that Brian Laundrie was his mother, and that's why they assumed he was inside of his house. And they were taken by surprise when the parents reported him missing because they thought that he was home already.
In the house, yeah.
Yeah.
They missed out on a lot of time to actually be tracking him.
Yeah.
And the odd thing is, you know, and then they're like, well, no case is perfect. Okay. So the picture that is on the homepage of CNN during for this story, they said that the reason they were confused is that they were tracking his white Mustang. And so they thought it was Brian because a person driving the Mustang had a baseball cap on. Well, it's his mother. And when his mother gets out of the car, she's wearing a skirt. I mean, it's so bizarre that they somehow thought that that was Brian. And the weird thing is that how did the parents know that his car, because his car had been tagged and ticketed, and so they were tracking it, and that's why they followed them back to the house, and they thought Brian was home all this time, and it was really just his parents who had gone and retrieved the car from wherever he left it. Now, the question remains, though, how did they know to go get the car there? And why would they bring the car home if they were looking for their son?
They left him a note first. It was very strange.
Right? There's still, I mean, I know the family attorney is really trying to make this into, oh, see, this exonerates them from all of the, you know, the speculation. It really doesn't. I still think there's plenty of speculation that can be hurled at them. The other update, too, is that they've cremated his remains. That must definitely be him, because they announced they've cremated his remains and that they're not having a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of the latest on that.
So this must be either Trump's fault or Biden's fault, right? Everything is. So whatever.
Brian Laundrie.
Yeah.
I haven't heard politics.
It's a tough connection.
Yet, but
really? I'm sure we can do it.
I'm sure we can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go back to talking about the American family farmer and the cost of food and what's going on the farm. I begin my little treatise here with a focus on how farmers are staying the family farmer. Now, I'm not talking about the big ag outfits, the industrial farm, but the the family farmer upon whose back and upon whose dirt our food system was created. At the present time, off-farm income, that is, jobs that farmers have, whether they're men or women, who are not working on the farm but working off the farm, contributes to 82% of their income. Now, think about that. What a damning number that is. As you complain about the cost of food, and then you understand how the middlemen, how Big Ag has squeezed the dairy producer, has squeezed the vegetable farmer, and the chicken farmer, and the turkey farmer, 82% of the total income for family farmers comes from jobs off the farm, working in a hardware store, working in a grocery store, driving a school bus, whatever it is, driving a truck, driving a milk truck. That's the kind of situation we find ourselves in. And here's an example of how that all happens. The state of Washington is suing the chicken producers there because they have conspired to manipulate the prices, rig the contracts, and coordinate supply reductions to make chicken more expensive. And this is Purdue. This is Tyson. This is the Koch brothers and their food company behind the scenes. Tyson and Purdue are really the bad guys. And guess what, boys and girls? The Chinese government, as it bought Sunnyfield or Stonyfield, whatever the pork producer is, now trying to get their mitts on Tyson and Purdue to control the chicken supply in our country. So this is what's going on.
This also goes back to 2008 when they first realized that that's what was going on. So this has been going on for a really long time.
Yep, right. It's been building and building and building. So when you go, this is just informational stuff. You can hear more of this on the podcast that I do, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, or listen to the program if you can find it over the weekend. And then we get down to the brass tacks. What Thanksgiving is going to cost you this year. What a wallop. A wallop for your wallet is how it's being described by the folks at both, not so much the American Farm Bureau, but the National Farmers Union, trying to get a fair shake for family farmers, looking at the cost of pretty much everything. And here's one fellow who runs a company called WADA, W-A-D-A Farms in Raleigh, North Carolina, who is paying truckers twice as much as usual to haul his crops out of his farm to distribution points. He says, I've never seen anything like it. I've been running and growing sweet potatoes for 38 years, and this is a big thing for, this is a big crop for Thanksgiving, and it cost me twice as much. He's trying to get this stuff to the grocery chains, to the grocery stores, and to the, there are distribution points where the middlemen come in and they add the cost of, you know, that's the, one of the components that you need to know about is the number of middle people who are there between the turkey getting slaughtered and it getting on your dinner table. The number of people and the name. The grocery stores, the major food companies, are responsible again for squeezing the farmer. So the farmer gets like, what is it? What's turkey cost a pound? I don't even know. I just, if I'm going to, I don't buy a turkey that way. If I'm going to have a, what's about a turkey sandwich?
I haven't bought ground turkey. Lewis was actually the last one to buy ground turkey. I don't know. I mean, typically I think what we buy the organic ground turkey at Wegmans, and I feel like it's maybe $6 a package for a pound.
Yeah, I think too.
Right? Something like that.
Around that part.
So
yeah.
When Megan,
ground turkey, yeah.
Megan and I went to the grocery store on Saturday afternoon, and she paid $1 a slice for turkey. She got nine slices.
Deli turkey?
Yeah. $1
a slice. Or is it like actual like deli turkey, or is it roasted turkey that looks like Thanksgiving? There's two different.
Well, I guess it was deli turkey. I was out looking.
Deli turkey is very thin, and that's very high. That doesn't sound right. That sounds more like it's the roasted turkey that gets carved and sliced. That sounds more like it.
Okay, but $1 a slice?
That's a lot.
No matter what it is. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. turkey prices used to be at Thanksgiving kind of lower because it was a lost leader.
And well, they, turkey isn't the world's most expensive meat either. I can remember the days when you would spend a certain amount on groceries at like Ralph's or Kroger or whatever grocery store it was, and you got a free turkey, remember?
Those
would have been long ago.
I remember Bob, who's probably listening right now, it seems to me at one of the stations I worked at, we had a free turkey giveaway, and it may have been KBC.
Did you toss them out of airplanes? Is this that tossing out of airplanes bit?
That came from the TV show, the WCKY,
WKRP.
KRP. CKY is what the station I worked on. But, yeah, they dropped turkeys out of the helicopter. But we're a long way from there, and it really isn't a laughing matter. Frankly, here's a guy that runs the Locust Grove Fruit Farm up in Milton, New York, which is on the Canadian border. And he said what they decided to do this year is cut out the distributors altogether. They grew enough to satisfy the people who came to the farm to buy the products and whatever local grocery stores wanted to have what was left. But their first priority was the locals, who have kept them in business for a long, long time. So anyway, the food prices are climbing, and I think, you know, you can say, well, you keep emphasizing that. Well, because, you know, when you get down to brass tacks, it was a temporary problem, but now it's a big problem for the Biden administration. Consumers are looking at him, and I guess it's put a dent in his popularity from what I can see. I don't know whether it's fair to blame
him or not. I can't imagine
that
this wouldn't touch any president, truthfully.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter who you are or what you inherited or what your policies are. I mean, this is just, yeah, I mean, it's going to go all the way to there. You know, people are going to blame the president for everything. Price of gas, which doesn't have to do with the president, but, you know, that people blame the president anyway.
There's some really clear messaging that could be done, and that is buy America first and forget it's not. I mean, we're not incentivizing businesses to come back. We're incentivizing businesses to get out of here because it's going to get more expensive.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, and there are two messages. I think you're right on that scale, Jennifer. Jennifer is a little bit on the right, and Victoria is a little bit on the left, and Doug is in the mushy middle here on the DJB program at 18 after the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Big O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan Jay is off, but we have her work in terms of highlighting trending things, and certainly lots of people are still interested in talking about the Alec Baldwin shoot 'em up on the set of Rust. And apparently there's a kind of haunting photo of Ms. Hutchins on the set just before she got shot. Right? Is that photo public? I haven't seen the photo, but it's.
She had posted photos herself. I think the day before,
like
she
riding horses,
riding a
stuff,
horse,
right?
And said, "This is one of the perks of working on a Western film is that when you have time off, you can ride horses." And yeah, I think she had an active social media profile, like most people do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's.
A couple of pieces of news, though. I think the two new pieces to the story is that the DA in New Mexico says that criminal charges could be filed in this. Where and who might be the target, I don't know. But they're looking to see if there was any criminal infraction.
It's a prop woman. Yeah, it's that. Yeah, her name is Gutierrez Reed. I forget her first name now.
But
yes, she's definitely being investigated right now.
She had been removed from another film or something like that. Of course, all of this stuff comes out.
This was her first big job. Yeah, she'd been an assistant up until this film, and then the other person that they're really looking at is the assistant director, Dave Halls. He's the one who grabbed the gun from the cart from the prop table and handed it to Alec Baldwin. He's the one who was heard yelling "cold gun," meaning that it was safe and didn't have live rounds in it, but it did have live rounds in it.
But why would it have? I want to know.
Well,
who
that's
put
a great
live
question.
Rounds
everyone
wants
to know that.
Apparently, they were taking target practice with live rounds. So
yeah.
I mean, the whole thing seems very strange. Gloria Allred has inserted herself into this. She is now working on the behalf of the script supervisor, whose name is Mamie Mitchell, who I guess said that she's just taken in tremendous psychological damage, and so now Gloria Allred is doing an independent investigation. It just makes you wonder. This seems to me like this was a fly-by-night production, and
that's right. So here's the. But this is where every time you turn on television, there's going to be some actor or actress who's going to be wanting to be heard on this, even if they had nothing to do with any of it. They all want to be heard. So a couple of the union folks especially are critical because this was a low-budget sort of indie film that Alec was producing on his own because he liked the story and he wanted to tell the story. So this is not a big $100 million movie. This is probably, if he's producing it, he's going to take whatever he gets out of the back end of it. So I'm guessing this is a 10, 13, 14, $15 million production. And in that
way, you have
people who are there that aren't going to be the same people that would work on a big production movie, people who are inexperienced, people who don't necessarily know their way around.
Well, and the crew had already walked out that morning. The day before, the regular crew had been replaced by non-union fill-ins because the regular crew had complained about, you know, the working conditions. They had to drive 50 miles each way to their hotel. There were just a lot of, and after doing, you know, after working the long hours, in the middle of nowhere, after the really long days, I guess they felt that that was, you know, inappropriate. So they walked out amongst other safety concerns, and then these fill-in people came in. Now, I don't know if Hannah Reed is the one, she's the prop master or armorer is the technical term. I don't know if she was one of the replacements or if she had been there from the beginning, but Joel Souza, the director who got shot and has recovered, he said that there should never have been any live rounds anywhere near the scene. So somebody is really going to be blamed. So, now, Alec Baldwin as an actor, a lot of legal experts have weighed in. Alec Baldwin, the actor, will probably not be charged, but because, like you mentioned, he is a producer, then he has some liability.
He's responsible.
Yeah, right. The insurance guys will have a picnic with this. L.A. Times today carrying the overview of what the search warrant reveals and shows. So, we're not at the end of the line where that story is concerned. 28 after the hour.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon Prime is known for bringing unparalleled speed and convenience to shoppers. But are you getting the most out of all Prime has to offer? In addition to fast, free delivery on millions of items, Prime membership also offers unlimited streaming of movies and series with Prime Video, including content you can't find anywhere else, like Tomorrow War. Prime members also enjoy millions of ad-free songs and podcasts with Amazon Music, plus books, magazines, games at no additional cost, and so much more. And with Prime's newest benefit, members in most areas can get free delivery on prescriptions from Amazon Pharmacy and other prescription savings at 60,000 pharmacies nationwide. Plus, members get ultra-fast grocery delivery and free pickup from Whole Foods Market and Amazon Fresh in select areas, along with exclusive deals and savings on everyday essentials, gifts, and more on Amazon.com. To learn more about how Prime is constantly evolving to offer more convenience, selection, entertainment, and savings every day, or sign up for your 30-day free trial, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's store manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on assignment retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
Obviously production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen reported Thursday that a small number of American troops are on the island for training purposes. When asked how many U.S. military personnel were on the island, Tsai responded by saying, "Not as many as people thought." This is the first time the presence of U.S. troops on the self-governing island was announced since the last U.S. garrison left in 1979. Reuters is reporting the president of the New York City's firefighter union told reporters Wednesday that he's advised unvaccinated members to ignore Mayor Bill de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city workers. Under de Blasio's order that's due to take effect Friday, unvaccinated city employees would be placed on unpaid leave. The Justice Department announced the arrest of 150 people in an international opioid probe. The DOJ said they seized over $30 million in cash and virtual currency after the 10-month-long international operation called Dark Hunter. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Utah Senator Republican Mike Lee on Fox News gives his takeaway after questioning Attorney General Merrick Garland and his suspected weaponizing of the DOJ against parents in America.
He couldn't identify a single threat of violence, and he basically acknowledged that he couldn't. Nor did he explain to my satisfaction or that of anyone why this needed to be a federal investigation. Look, most crimes occur in violation of state law, and most criminal prosecutions occur under state law in state court systems. I asked him to identify what the basis for federalizing this. He couldn't, he wouldn't, he didn't. Why? Well, he's weaponizing the Department of Justice for blatantly partisan political purposes. It was distressing. It was discouraging. It was wrong. Maybe one could justify this if one were convinced that parents showing up to school board meetings to discuss, as neighbors and local constituents, concerns with how their children were being educated at public schools. If you could identify them as a domestic terrorist network, then yeah, that would perhaps be appropriate to get the Department of Justice involved. And of course you can't, because that's absurd. And the entire exercise today was absurd. I've never seen anyone take so much time in order to explain something that really should have just been dismissed with, we screwed up badly, I'm sorry. Now that wouldn't make it okay, but it makes it that much more inexcusable that he would come and spend hours with us trying to defend the utterly indefensible.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 34 after the hour on the Inside Scoop, otherwise known as the DJV program, with Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles, Victoria Keelan in New Jersey. I'm in New Hampshire. I am? No, I'm in Massachusetts.
What state are you in? What is happening?
State of confusion. Remember that song, The Temptations? Ball of Confusion? That could be it. I'm looking at a lot of facts today.
It's going to be the name of my biography, I think. Ball of Confusion.
Ball of Confusion, yeah. Good, good, good. Okay, some unknown facts observed by those who are wise old souls. The people who claim to want less of, like work and challenges and help, actually they want more. When you get right down to it, they're looking for something. Have you ever noticed that? With people who are in your circle of friends, people who complain about this, that, or the other thing, they actually, if truth be told, they're looking for more challenges. And so, there's this answer to questions, like the most common lies. I came across the top 10 most common lies. And one of them is, I wish I didn't have so much to do. Well, that's not true at all. Most people have a lot of time on their hands, and they're looking for more to do.
I think I wish I could make that as a lie.
Yeah, no, you can't say that. I can't say that. Victoria probably can't say that either. All right, so you ready for the top 10 most common lies? You ready?
My dog ate my homework.
That's one of them. That's in there. Yeah.
Whoever even says that.
What, my dog ate the homework?
Yeah, whose dog ate their homework?
Folklore.
If that legitimately happens to you, no one is going to believe you.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Okay, number 10 on the list of the most popular lies, you never told me that. Number 9 on the list, it's not my fault. Number 8, there's no one else in my life. Number 7, it was lost in the mail. Number 6, there's nothing I can do. Number 5, I had no choice. Number 4, Jennifer, you're guilty of this, just kidding. Much is said in jest, I have found over my lifetime. Okay, number 3 in the list.
But what about
when
I really am just kidding?
Yeah. I don't know. Don't say it. We know you're just kidding. Number 3, I can't find it. Again, these are the most common lies. Number 2, don't blame me. And number 1, the biggest lie ever told by people is to say to somebody, let's be friends. Right? Honorable mention. And I don't even like the word lie. Untruths maybe is better. The check is in the mail. How many times have you said that? It's not my decision.
I hear it a lot.
Yeah.
I don't say it because I don't write checks.
I know. Right? Oh, nah. I didn't mean to do that. These are honorable mentions. Let's see here. It's not my job. I love that one. Let's see. I need space. That's a good one. And it's just
not
the
you,
way.
It's me.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. It's just the way we do it. That's another one. All right, so that's the list of the most common things that are not truthful. Now, as we are in Halloween week and Halloween mode, the 10 most popular Halloween costumes this year. Ready?
Ready.
Oh, my God. Can't believe this.
Yeah.
Number 10
I'm
is
gonna be
Chucky.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Chucky?
Chucky's back. Yeah.
I can't believe they made a television show out of that horror. Oh.
They did? I thought it was just another movie they made.
No, there's a television show now on USA Network. It's Chucky.
Really?
That wasn't even good the first time. Like, I don't know why they keep beating this kid.
Oh my God. Good. All right, 9th most popular Halloween costume this year is a clown. Number 8, these are subjects that are, these are things that are being bought in places like Hobby Lobby, you know, those joints. Number 8 is a cowboy. Maybe not so much after the Alec
really,
Baldwin
Hobby Lobby? You don't mean like the Halloween store?
Well, but you can buy these things.
I don't even know what Hobby Lobby is. What is that?
Ooh, it's a craft store. It's great. It's a craft store. But I don't know how big they are on selling costumes. I think maybe if you wanted to go buy materials for a costume, you could make one there.
All right. Harley Quinn. Isn't that who played that role?
Margot Robbie, if you listen to Tucker. Yeah, Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie is Harley Quinn. That's a popular one every year because girls get to kind of be like a little slutty. So
Is what girls want to do most of the time on Halloween.
Sure, that's it. That's what you want your six-year-old to dress up like, somebody like that.
Well, not a six-year-old. This is an adult Lennon.
That's why I love my friend. I have this one friend who is so anti-sexy costume, and she's so cute, but she dresses up like an ugly, nerdy guy. She dressed up as a priest one time. She just, like, the anti-sexy costume. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Number 6 this year is a fairy. Number 5 is Cruella de Vil. That apparently is the top costume there in Los Angeles, Jennifer. Spider-Man, number 4, top costume in New Jersey, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is a dinosaur.
I thought Miles was going to be.
Yeah. No, but he's a tiger.
He's a tiger, yeah.
Yeah. Number 2 is a rabbit, and that apparently is big down in Nashville. And where do you get a rabbit costume? I suppose you can find a rabbit costume in all these stores.
Hefner's house. Just go to Hugh Hefner's.
Yeah, right. And number 1, this is pretty much the way it is every year, right? The number 1 most popular Halloween costume is a witch. A witch outfit. Yeah.
It's so easy, because most of the time you can use what's in your closet. You just need a hat. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pointed hat. Dunce hat.
And I thought it was interesting that Rapunzel is the top costume in Massachusetts where you are, so.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of it has to do with what movies are out, what kids are watching.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, a lot of kids have been home for a long time. You know, now they're back in school, so whatever the popular cartoons are, like when Frozen came out, every girl wanted to be Elsa, you know, from Frozen. So There's a, it kind of just goes along with, I don't know if there's a new Spider-Man movie out, is there? Or maybe was there one? Yeah. Cruella de Vil came out this year. That Emma Stone played Cruella de Vil. That was a big hit, so I'm not surprised in Hollywood that's the number one costume.
What's the role that Emily Blunt played in those movies, those horror movies, the Silent Things? Wasn't that a big deal? There's no real costume associated
with
that.
There's no costume. She was just a woman trying to not die. So.
Right. There it is. Now, speaking of trying not to die, there is some news.
By the way, that's what I dress as every day, a woman trying not to die.
Not to die. Thank you.
We were watching The Addams Family, you know, with the movie from the 90s the other night, and when Wednesday is, when it comes to Halloween, and everyone's dressed up, and all the kids are dressed up, and they ask Wednesday, well, what are you dressed as? And she looks just like her normal self. She's
is that
like,
the one?
It's Christina Ricci when she was a kid. Yes.
Raul Julia's in it.
Yeah. And so right. she goes, I'm a psychopath. They look just like everyone else. That's like you just dress as yourself.
That's
like
line.
That's the best. Yeah. That's the best costume ever.
A good line. All right. Well, speaking of living, apparently the feds have endorsed the Pfizer vaccine for those who are youngsters, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. The vaccine expert panel endorsed a two-dose series. So it's the same vaccine, just less of it. Is that right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. One member abstained. Why would that be?
I think one member, they got in, I don't know why that member abstained, but one of the things that came up were vaccine mandates, and so that was something that the panel kind of went back and forth on. Ultimately, they found that they want the vaccine to be available because the risk-benefit analysis that everybody, you know, they ran all the different models, and they found that it's, especially for long COVID, they found that could be very detrimental to children, and so that's why they approved this. The other thing that came out of it,
long COVID. You mean
the risks of long COVID symptoms? Yeah, there was another study that just came out yesterday that I think it's 40% of people who get COVID, including children, have symptoms still 6 to 8 months later. Whether it's loss of taste and smell or brain fog, especially was a big one.
Wasn't the main concern here myocarditis for young?
Yeah, and they found out that had been overestimated. So a lot of the experts were saying, and you know, the thing about myocarditis in kids especially is that in most cases it either resolves on its own after the vaccine is given, or it's treatment that you take at home. This is not something that kids are being, you know, need to be hospitalized in general. But if kids get actual COVID,
I think a lot of the problem that they're running into. Again, the reason I guess it just, I feel like the messaging on this on so many levels is just always off and wrong, is that the reason that a lot of the kids who are getting the inflammation is because the dose was too high for their body size. So you have a lot of 12-year-olds who are adult-sized people.
And then you have a lot of 12-year-olds who are not
adult-sized people. And so these dopes, instead of just saying everybody over 5 needs to have this or everybody over 12, how about deal with the dose on what's actually appropriate for people? I mean,
This dose for the 5 to 11-year-olds, I think, is half of what the 12 to 17-year-olds get.
Yeah.
But
and
it's still
also
a third.
Get.
I guess
and it's a third
is,
of what the adults get, yeah.
If you want to avoid the adverse side effects, which is what people want, because it's not a great choice. Do I want to get a vaccine, something my kid's probably going to survive, or do I want to get heart inflammation, even though I'll probably survive that too? Like, which one would I rather have? Pick your poison. Well, how about saying if my kid weighs over 140 pounds, 150 pounds, 180 pounds, they're going to get this vaccine. If they're going to, I mean, why can't we
rather
do it
age.
Based on science
or
instead
weight.
Of on
yeah.
age?
Yeah. All right. So now there are new recommendations. Take them for what they're worth. I don't think anything. The CDC doesn't influence me in what I do. I make up my own mind. But those people who are compromised, now you can get a fourth COVID shot. This sounds to me right out of Moderna or Pfizer playbook. Let's make some more money. And am I too cynical about this?
No,
people over 18 who are
immunocompromised. Well, you have to wait another 6 months. Yeah, so I just got my booster last Saturday, and I asked the pharmacist, I said, am I going to be back here again in 6 months? And he said, no, not for you. But if someone is severely immunocompromised, if they have an organ, you know, a donor organ that's, you know, gives you a suppressed immune system in order to keep the organ working, which is what the medicine does. So he said that most likely those people will need a fourth. And so here, you know, a couple days later, he was right. That's what the CDC is saying. But it's that's not going to apply to, like, the mass population. I know you're jonesing for a Moderna shot. Jen, I always laugh at Jen when Jen's like, Doug, do you want to glow? Like, he does. Yes. He just he's like radioactive at this point. Yeah.
Until that tail comes in all the way. I don't
right.
think that's going to be
happy. You didn't hear me yesterday talking about Miles is going to be a tiger for Halloween, and he's got this tail that he's fascinated with as part of the costume. And he was wearing, he wanted me to wear it, see what I look like with a tail, and then he did his row, and then he thought I look like the devil or something because I had a tail. Whatever you know, it's just, you know, that's the kind
say,
of
hey,
thing.
You know what? Say, Gramps is actually growing my own tail.
Want to see my horn?
When I get my 19th shot of a vaccine.
There we go. Well, the I was looking at some stats from people who have had the COVID and they beat it. There's some older folks, my age and older, who are still suffering from memory lapses.
Oh, it's terrible. My
mom's concentrate.
Has this.
Brain fog. Yeah. Right. And
that's why it's like,
you
know, you don't want to deal with that. I mean, my mom's friend was a very healthy, vibrant woman, and she still has struggle. She's still struggling, and this is, I think she's at 9 or 10 months now post-COVID, and she still struggles to compose an email. Like, her brain knows the words that she wants to type, but her motor skills are affected. I mean, get a shot. Like, it's who wants to deal with that? I just don't think it's worth taking the chance or the risk, you know? Nope. Long COVID is awful.
All right, so there it is, a word to the wise. Check all of it out. A lot of info on these topics at the DJV download, DJV show.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code LANE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code LANE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LANE.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Rosanna's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
3 after the hour, time for us to focus on your car. A little car talk. Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com to investigate what's going on in the car business. What the heck is going on? When you can get kind of, I'm going to tell a story about the this fellow is my friend and works with me. What he did with his Subaru, I'll tell you that story after we picture the future. No longer electric vehicles set to, are they rule the road, but are you ready for that? That's the question. As a consumer, are you ready for the onslaught of electric vehicles? Andy Solomon has something to think about.
Many car shoppers are focused on the latest fuel-efficient technology, yet adoption to electric vehicles, or EVs, have been slower than anticipated until now. The EV landscape has gotten much more diverse just in the past year, with most automakers introducing an EV or hybrid model. Executive editor for AutoTrader, Brian Moody.
At the Electrify Expo, attendees got a sneak peek at automaker Kia's all-new 2022 EV6 crossover. This is Kia's first dedicated battery electric vehicle, or BEV, meaning rather than taking a gasoline-powered car and converting it for electric, this car was purposely built on an all-electric powertrain.
But the question remains, are car buyers ready to make the switch to electric?
Early EV models were short on power, both from a charge and acceleration standpoint. But today's electric vehicles are just as powerful as traditional gasoline-powered models.
To learn more, visit Kia.com.
All right, so my pal Bob has a new Subaru, and he traded in his old Subaru, got lots of money for trading it in. And this does sort of epitomize what you're hearing and seeing everywhere, Nick, doesn't it? You got an old car that's in good shape. If you can find a new one that you like, you'll get plenty of dough out of the old one. That's pretty much the rule of thumb, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Remember, they get bonuses from the car companies for the more cars they sell. So you sell 10, 20, 30, the amount that you pay for it goes down for the volume you sell. So they can make money that way.
Making money. That's what America is all about, right?
Yeah.
He tells me that 50% of the parts in this car came from our country or Canada. 35% were manufactured in Japan. The remaining 15% elsewhere. But it's put together, even though it's a Japanese company, they have an assembly plant in Lafayette, Indiana.
Yes, they do. That's where a lot of Subarus are made.
Can we consider it an American car now?
Well, you debate what we debate all the time. You have to really there are tables out there that show you how American cars are. And in fact, it's Toyotas that usually are the most American-made cars. A lot of times the cars we think are American-made, like Jeeps and Fords and GM cars, are more of them made outside, made outside of America. But the parts tend to be, the screens and things like that, the chip will come from Malaysia and the glass will come from China. And when that's what they call elsewhere, because when you put them together, it's so many different places the bits are come from. You can't say that they come from one country. They come from 25 different countries. So that's what they call the elsewhere.
Yeah. All right. I see that there are a lot of people who are being surveyed on new technology in cars, how important it is or it isn't. Is this a way to get them out of the chip thing so that people, I don't need the other gadget?
The thing is, don't wait. I think this is good, by the way, Doug, because don't waste your time putting stuff in cars that people don't want. Right. If people don't want the stuff in the cars, don't put it in. So one of the things that we've started to discover is people hate the gesture control. I do too, by the way. The gesture control. So some cars have things called gesture control, and it's where you wave your hand this direction and the volume goes up, and you wave your hand direction and it goes down. Well, and you don't want to know it either, because nobody's using it. They're finding out that people just aren't using it when they put it in cars. But other things that people really use and put in cars, the automakers want to know this, because why make something and put it in the car if nobody wants to use it? Nobody wants to take part in it, I mean, it's like they took away the volume knob in Hondas for 1 year, and you would think that Honda was going to be set fire to, because users were so upset with them that they had to touch the screen and use a digital volume knob. Well, that taught them a lesson. People like certain things a certain way, and they will use certain things a certain way. People love the digital mirrors where they can see out the back. They love the surround view cameras, those type of things.
That's only good to know.
Cars people like.
It's also good to know that the Ford F series is most used in horror movies.
Yes, and if your spouse drives one, then you know why.
Uh-oh. I have to keep that in mind. Well, I don't have a spouse, so I have to worry about it. All right, pal, thank you. It's Nick Miles from AutoExpert.com here at 50.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.